Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Thursday morning, just after 9:21 in the morning, here with Colonel John Lawrence with Fort Riley. And Colonel, we did some looking on Facebook, actually on the Fort Riley NWR Facebook page, and we were talking a lot about Charlie Daniels. Speaking of him, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Charlie Daniels. The Charlie Daniels Band and myself are going to be joining our friends, 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley, Kansas, to celebrate their 100th birthday, August 19th. Like to see you there. Hi, I'm Charlie.
There we go. Yeah, that was on your Facebook page, a message that he actually recorded from his home.
That is correct. We reached out to him, and he was more than happy to do that, to promote the event, because he believes strongly in the military and strongly in the 1st Infantry Division in Big Red 1.
We're talking about Victory Fest, which is coming up August 19th, as Mr. Daniels told us. So many great bands. But that's not the only thing going on. And it's kind of funny in a way, because pretty much every summer, or when it gets this time of year for Fort Riley, your big event is Fall Apple Day, and it's kind of got overshadowed a little bit this year, but still a very big event on post.
Well, it is our big event, but during Victory Week, I just want to mention another very important event going on, and that's our Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Ceremony. This year will be especially important, because this year we're going to bring in the Vietnam vets as well as our veterans that are coming back from both Afghanistan and Iraq, and they will enter the ceremony together to show camaraderie and that bond between soldiers.
Is that the second year you guys have done this?
This will be the second year we've done this, and we're inviting all Vietnam veterans to come out. We feel that it'll be a very special event for them, and a great event for the community members to welcome home their soldiers.
And with it being the second year, talk about the importance of that for you guys to start that, because this is kind of a newer thing you guys have been doing.
Well, it's one of the things that we see as very important. As we, you know, move on, and we've been in 15 years of war, we look back at the previous wars and how people were treated and how we want to be received, and we want them to be received. So we feel it's important to recognize their sacrifice as well as the soldiers from today's conflicts.
Brady Bowman here with Colonel John Lawrence of Fort Riley. Again, any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. We just have probably about anywhere from 5-10 minutes left with Colonel Lawrence. Colonel, continue.
No, I did want to mention that, but you were talking about Fall Apple Days. Fall Apple Day is another great event that we do open up the post to the public. We've been doing that for years now, and this year it is September 23rd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We actually began the planning last year on 1 October, and we've been planning ever since. And matter of fact, we're talking today, there is a walkthrough of the site going on. But that's another full day of military displays, demonstrations, games, activities for the family, and of course, Libby Custer's famous apple pie. If you didn't know it, the apple pie that is served on Apple Day comes from the recipe Libby Custer left on Fort Riley. We have over 1,500 pies made by volunteers, and none of those volunteers are allowed to see every portion of the recipe. So it cannot be recreated at home. You have to get your Libby Custer's apple pies at Apple Day.
It's like a certain fried chicken franchise kept under wraps on that recipe.
Just a little bit, but it's a great event. We have a lot of volunteers throughout the Flint Hills community that actually come out and help us make those pies. You'll see everyone from the division commander, you know, down to the mayor of Manhattan, mayor of Junction City. They're peeling apples and putting those pies together.
I've actually checked out that whole process when I was with the newspaper, did a story on that, and saw just what went into those pies. And, I mean, homemade pies. There's nothing too manufactured about these. Step by step, it's homemade from the get-go. And, I mean, just so many pies, too. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of homemade pies.
Well, 1,500 is what we strive to make. We do that in a 7-day period. And so we are actually making pies from 7 in the morning till about 9:30 at night. And during that time period, we have advanced sales as well as selling at Apple Day. And before Apple Day is done, all 1,500 pies are sold.
And also a lot of activities. I know you guys have a lot of equipment out as well for people to check out. And
we do. We've got we'll have various military equipment out there, as well as displays where simulations, which is a big part of Fort Riley now. So kids and adults can both get on simulators, fire M4 machine guns through simulations at targets and do various different events. We've also got the CG's Mounted Color Guard out there that does a demonstration that is something you don't want to miss.
I'm sure such a big importance of all these activities that we're talking about. We're talking about Victory Week. We're talking about Victory Fest. We got Fall Apple Day coming up. How important is that for just the Army family, especially anymore? You look at the headlines, especially the last few days. You look at tensions in North Korea. You look at all these other things that people have a lot of reason to be nervous about, especially if you're an Army family. It has to be so important to have these moments and these events where you can just kind of enjoy life a little bit and enjoy each other.
And that's one of the reasons for all the events we've got going on. Just recently, we had 1st Brigade redeploy from South Korea. They did a 9-month tour over there. Our DHHB and the division commander just returned from Mosul, Iraq after doing 9 months there. Our Combat Aviation Brigade just redeployed from Afghanistan. So as we have these moments that we can spend with families and with our community friends, we want to basically do everything we can to make those moments special. And that's one of the reasons why you see so many events going on this summer. Because, again, it's the first time in 2.5 years we've had pretty much the entire division back, minus one battalion that is still deployed.
And did you say that South Korean Brigade is out?
Yes, 1st Brigade just returned a month and a half ago from South Korea after a 9-month deployment there.
All right.
And so we're really happy, and to have everybody back, families are happy, and we want to celebrate each other and celebrate their successes throughout the world.
So much going on. Any questions or comments, 75-537-1350. Brady Bowman here with Fort Riley Colonel John Lawrence. And, boy, I really think we did a good job of covering everything there for looking here, Fort Riley, you're hosting a Housing the Force Conference August 28th to 31st. I think that's one thing maybe we haven't touched on. If you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Housing the Force Conference is basically where we bring in 250 housing specialists from across the globe, as far away as Japan, Germany. They will be coming to Fort Riley to receive training on military housing and how to operate that that housing. Now, with that, this is the second year we've done it. We had 250 people come last year for the same conference, and they were housed in hotels in Junction City. This year, they will be housed in hotels in Manhattan. One of the biggest things about that, though, is they were so happy with Fort Riley and the surrounding communities that we actually beat out Shades of Green for them to come back to here. So that's pretty impressive all the way around when they could have been at Shades of Green and they chose to come back to Fort Riley. But that just goes back to the relationships we have with the local communities who help support us at the event and what we're doing on Fort Riley. Because we're trying to get the word out that Fort Riley is, of course, the best place to train, deploy from, return home to, and retire.
Very good. Can't say much better myself. Well, unless you had anything else, Colonel, I think that works for us.
No, the only thing I did want to say is, first of all, for Victory Fest, I'd like to thank the promoters of Country Stampede, who actually talked us through running a concert of this magnitude. That was a huge partnership with us, And just that advice was great.
Especially for a first year,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. I mean, and we've never held a concert that size. We normally do one. Also to the mayors of Manhattan, Junction City, K-State, Barton Community College, Briggs, so many supporters we have out there. I can't go through the whole list, but I just wanted to do a shout-out for them. And I wanted to say thanks to our partners throughout the Flint Hills region for the support they give to the soldiers and Fort Riley.
Well, thank you for what you guys do for us. Right, really appreciate it. That was Fort Riley Colonel John Lawrence, the garrison commander. Really appreciate you coming on. We'll have more In Focus after the break.